Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
Monday Night Football rained from Mexico City last night, and the Chiefs come away with a 24-17 victory. The Chiefs' offense wasn't as spectacular as it typically is, but the defense came to play. They picked off Phillip Rivers four times, and including the game sealer. When the Chargers started their drive at their own 9-yard line, got the ball all the way to the Kansas City 14, but Phillip Rivers picked off for a fourth time last night.
Tries that under move. Rivers steps up to the end zone. Oh no! Intercepted by Sorensen.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. The Chiefs are now 7-4. The Chargers dropped to 4-7, making a playoff run highly improbable. Last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves outlasted the Utah Jazz, final score 112-102. Karl Anthony Towns matched a career high, hitting 7 3-pointers. He made 29 points total, 13 rebounds, to lead the Wolves over the Jazz in Salt Lake City. Jeff Teague also had 21 points and 11 assists for a double-double. Robert Covington, 15 points as well. Andrew Wiggins missed his third straight game last night. He was sidelined by an illness Monday after missing a couple games due to personal matter. The Wolves and Jazz will meet up for the second time in 3 days on Wednesday, this time the game in Minnesota. And you can hear it right here on the Tornado. The North Dakota State women's basketball team drops to 0-4 last night as they lose to the Creighton Blue Jays 70-59. Creighton outscored NDSU by 14 to open the second half to send the Bison into their fourth straight loss. They will return home to take on Iowa State this Friday at 7 p.m. And finally, our next sports broadcast will be Thursday night as the Oaks Tornadoes volleyball team starts their state run at 5 o'clock, taking on Stanley High.